Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Hannah Anderson to share about 11-year-old Bryson, who is currently battling lymphoma.
On August 15th, he was having some chest pains, and then on the 15th, he woke up and he couldn't hardly put his shorts on to get ready for the day because he just was in a lot of pain on his chest. After a long day of spending time in the Arkansas Children's Hospital ER here in Little Rock, they did some tests. They said, oh, it's probably just pleurisy, and they were just about to discharge us. And they did a final vital check, and his temp went sky high to almost 103. The doctor, it stopped him in his tracks, and he said, wait a minute, this is not right. We're going to have to admit you so we can do further testing. They found that he had a huge mass in his abdomen and then several other masses from his neck down to his thighs. But after the biopsy to confirm, it was a stage 3 Burkitt's lymphoma. Right then, he was admitted, and they started him on his first round of chemo. And the first 2 months, from August to September, we basically spent the majority of our time at Children's. We may have spent 5 days total at home before he would run fever, and we would have to take him back to Children's. And it just all started from pretty much August 17th is when we found out what it was.
I would like to encourage you to follow the Pray for Bryson Facebook group. Bryson is spelled B-R-Y-S-O-N. You can also support the family's GoFundMe by going to GoFundMe.com and searching Pray for Bryson. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.